Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. For all y'all who don't drink during the week, Christmas Day has arrived.
Yes. We made it to Friday.
Made it, man. I woke up this morning.
Did you make it? Yeah, not drinking all week?
Yep. I did it. And my wife started to break yesterday. She started to crumble. And she was like, I could really use a glass of wine. I was like, don't do it. I was like, come
Stay
on.
Stay strong.
Don't do it. So she's like, okay, I'm going to go to hot yoga tonight. Because if you go work out, then...
Then you definitely don't want to have a drink. Yeah.
So she went to hot yoga. Well, I put the kids to sleep. She came home all sweaty and nasty, but she didn't drink, and it was cool. So today's the day.
You guys made it.
And so many of us.
Today he's so smiley, you guys can't see it.
Oh man, today's the day. Big ice cold beer is just hours away. I'm so excited. And for a lot of us, and y'all listening, obviously 3-day weekend. So
yes.
Get excited.
Yeah.
Get excited. Weather does not look great, by the way. And you know, we're not big on talking about the weather, but like it's gonna be stormy tomorrow afternoon, and they're talking about like massive wind gusts on Sunday. So I know.
Can that happen during the week?
I know.
Mother Nature is a real brat.
I was talking to Kevin this morning. I was like, we get this 3-day weekend and the weather just looks atrocious.
It's terrible.
I know.
Of course, that's how it happens.
I know.
Next week, by the way, again, we're not the Weather Channel, but when big things happen, there are forecasts. Yep. At the end of next week, the overnight lows would be in the upper 20s.
I saw that. Is that not unreal?
This is the end of next week. I'm talking about like next Saturday, Sunday, upper 20s.
I really cannot remember the last time it was that cold in the Tampa Bay area. Less than 20 degrees.
Listen to the highs for late next week. Thursday, 64. Friday, 61. Saturday, 61. Sunday, 59. Ooh. Monday, 64. Tuesday, 63. Wednesday, 62.
Yeah, it's 50s and 60s.
Keep the sweatshirt out.
Just when I thought I could put my sweaters away. And it's not even like I have a ton.
No.
It's Florida. You know, I'm like, maybe I actually need to invest in a couple more.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, we escape. We run from hurricanes to the north. But I feel like this is like we should be evacuating to the south. Like, overnight lows in the 20s.
Let's go to Cuba.
No, it's like Key West. Like, all of a sudden, everybody
there's
just like,
surge.
There's a surge. They're out of Airbnb. There's nowhere to stay. We're all staying on the side of the road, but it's warm.
Are they coming down here? Because it's in the 60s.
It's in the 60s up in Tampa Bay. We're out. All right, on the way at 7 o'clock. We're less than an hour away. 7 o'clock, 99.5 QIK. We got a mega announcement.
The mega announcement. You don't want to miss it.
Of course, when we make an announcement, we want to give you something, too. So get ready for that. 7 o'clock, mega announcement, and then we'll give you a mega prize. That's 7 o'clock, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, remember yesterday, this is blowing up on our Mark and Melanie Facebook page. This guy jumped off a cruise ship in the Bahamas.
Yes.
From the 11th story, or the 11th, what am I talking about? 11th?
Like deck.
Deck, yeah. I don't think it was 11 stories.
It was almost 100 feet up in the air.
Yeah, this is what it sounded like.
Oh, my God.
This is his buddy filming it.
Holy.
And then he jumps here.
Oh, my gosh.
We're getting a ton of feedback on our Facebook page.
Oh, people were not happy. They said, good. He should have been banned from the cruise ship.
He gets banned, lifetime ban. They also dropped him off in the Bahamas. They would not let him back on. So he had to stay in Nassau, find his own way back, and pay his own dime to get out of there. They caught up with him, some of the news crews. He admits he was severely intoxicated.
That's what a lot of people on our Facebook had guessed.
Had no idea what he was doing. Terribly regrets it. Realizes he could have been killed. Could have hurt other people. Of course, they had to send the security from the boats, from the cruises out to get him. And then they take him to the hospital. I mean, it was just a disaster.
Whole thing.
Yeah. So he was hammered.
He was intoxicated. So
Which
everybody
actually,
guessed it right.
Yeah, this wasn't a guy that had like kind of lost his mind. So at least, not that this is good, but it's like he had too much to drink.
Right.
He regrets it. He knows he can't get back on the ship. But that's the deal right there.
Talk about a hangover.
Yeah, don't drink too much this week.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. It's not just a Friday, Tampa Bay. And I know we're excited. A lot of people got a 3-day weekend. It is a mega Friday.
It's really exciting. Right. I can't believe we've had to keep it a secret.
I know. And now we're going to announce the mega ticket. And then we are going to give away a pair of the mega ticket, which is unbelievable. Think about this. I want you to think about this. It's January 18th. somebody here in a matter of minutes is going to go into the weekend on 99.5 QIK knowing that they already have tickets to these five awesome shows.
Five concerts.
Dude, that's like the story of your weekend. Like, you're going to blow up your social media, all your timelines, all your news feeds, all everything. All your channels are going to go crazy.
Yeah, some people only win one ticket in their life.
Sure.
Maybe. If that, you are going to win tickets to all of these concerts.
You could make the argument Christmas has landed on January 18th, 2019.
Yeah.
All right, here we go with show number one. That is going to be, and of course, Mega Ticket. These are all at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. All right, and you can get this entire list and all these dates and all that other information, 995QIK.com, also on the 995QIK Facebook page. Rascal Flatts, they're bringing a special guest. We don't know the special guest. They will be special, but they're Rascal Flatts on May the 24th. All right, so the Flatts, May 24th. Dierks Bentley, and he's coming with John Party. That's going to be big on July the 20th.
Oh, my gosh. Already so many artists that
Dierks
you're going to get to
John
see.
Party, yeah. Now, listen, they always do one of these a year. And this is like, this is kind of like, it's the big question mark. But there is a surprise act. They are calling it a superstar act.
Oh, please be Sam Hunt. Please, please.
On August 2nd. As everybody is now taking their own guesses. Florida Georgia Line, FGL.
Yes.
But check this out. With Dan and Shay and Morgan Wallen on August the 30th. That's a big show. FGL, Dan and Shay, Morgan Wallen, August the 30th. Then they shut it down. Chris Young, Chris Jansen, and there will be some more added to that show on September the 13th. So that is the span from May 24th to September the 13th with one superstar act that we haven't announced yet.
So many concerts, so many amazing artists.
Yep.
And we have the Mega Ticket.
Okay, in the matter of 5 minutes, we're going to tell you exactly when to call to win the Mega Ticket. You will be the first person in Tampa Bay to secure the Mega Ticket. Isn't that pretty big?
Yeah, it's huge. It's mega.
Mega. It's mega. It's not big. It's not huge. It's not large. It's not jumbo.
Called that for a reason.
Yeah, it's mega. All right, so get ready. In a matter of 5 minutes, we're going to tell you exactly when to call, and you will be the first person in Tampa Bay to win the Mega Ticket. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right, we just announced the Mega Ticket.
It's going to be
mega concert season. Rascal Flatts, Dierks, John Party. Then we got that surprise act. Then FGL with Dan and Shay, Morgan Wallen. That's big.
So excited.
Chris Young with Chris Jansen on September 13th. It's just so big. We want to make you the first person in Tampa Bay to have these Mega Tickets.
Gosh, talk about a good summer.
Dude.
Like way in advance. You already know you're going to have an amazing summer.
Said, you're hanging out this weekend with your friends, your family, and you're like, I already got the Mega Ticket. My summer's done.
Yeah.
Caller 9, we're going to play a game called Ridiculously Easy Trivia. We want to make this easy.
It is so easy, you guys.
But it is Ridiculously Easy Trivia about the Mega Ticket artists.
Yes.
We want to make sure that you're, huge super fans of these artists.
Yeah, totally.
Right? All right, so 800-992-1099. Call us now and win. Unbelievable. Mega Ticket. You're like a historical figure in Tampa Bay.
It's like winning the lottery.
It is. It really is. Your summer's taken care of. Caller 9, Ridiculously Easy Trivia. It's next. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right. It's Ridiculously Easy Trivia for the Mega Ticket. Melanie, this is going to be the first person in Tampa Bay. These are ridiculous. Ridiculous easy questions about the Mega Ticket artists.
So easy that it's painful.
Yeah,
if someone does not get one of these questions,
right.
I will be shocked.
Let's welcome Tiffany to the show. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Tiffany.
So, Tiffany, we announced the Mega Ticket artists, Rascal Flatts, Dierks. He's coming with John Party, Florida Georgia Line, Dan Shay, Morgan Wallen, Chris Young, Chris Jansen, and then there's that surprise act. Who are you most excited to see, Tiffany?
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see Dan and Shay. It's going to be my wedding song.
Oh,
I could have picked that. I love it. You sound like a nice young girl, and you went with Dan and Shay. Shocker. Shocker, shocker, shocker.
Oh, my gosh. So she should get these tickets. She's got to win them because she's got a wedding coming up.
All right, Tiffany. So here we go. We're going to ask you three questions. We're not going to say whether you got it or you didn't get it right after you answer the question. But trust me, you're going to get them because they're that easy.
Yeah, you got to wait till the end just in case you don't get one.
Here's the first question, Tiffany. What does FGL stand for?
Florida Georgia Line.
All right, here's question number two.
Oh, it's so hard not to say.
Dierks Bentley.
You got it right or wrong.
Dierks Bentley had a song, okay? It was somewhere on a blank. Where was that somewhere, Tiffany?
on a plane.
All right, here is the third question for ridiculously easy trivia. Dan and Shay, at the end of last year, had a number one song. It was titled after what liquor?
Margarita.
Tiffany, all right, so I hold love on a second. You, and I'm excited that you have a wedding coming up because you got a lot of other things to look forward to. Because
I'm actually stunned here. So so here's the thing, Tiffany. So you got you got one right, but you actually got two of them wrong,
oh
Tiffany.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Do you have any like any sense of which two you may have missed, or did you really like have 100% belief in your answers?
100%.
Well, it's all right. So we're going to take another call. Let's play a song here. We have to take another call. 800-992-1099. We'll have to take another call for ridiculously easy trivia. We're going to use the same. We don't have time to write new questions because we just like it.
Tiffany, yes, the same questions. It's right, going to be ridiculously easy trivia.
Okay. So Tiffany, hang on. We're going to grab you a couple of neon green shirts to upgrade
you.
We'll hook you up with something. We'll grab you some neon green tees and hopefully get upgraded this concert season. All right.
All right.
Okay, hold on, Tiffany, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Let's welcome Vanessa to the show. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, we're a little disheveled, but that's okay.
I'm a little stunned at the moment.
We had Tiffany on, and we're doing ridiculously easy trivia for these mega ticket. You know, this is for the mega ticket for the entire season. You know that, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do.
Okay. So here are the three ridiculously easy trivia questions about the mega ticket artist. You have to get all three to win, all right?
All three, okay. And then you get tickets to all of the concerts.
Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome.
All right, Vanessa, here's the first question. These are the same questions that Tiffany tried to get.
It's ridiculously easy trivia.
What does FGL stand for?
Florida Georgia Line.
All right, question two. Dierks Bentley had a song. He was somewhere on a blank. Where was that blank?
I think he was somewhere on a beach.
Question number three. Dan and Shay, also mega ticket artists, they had a number one song at the end of last year, and it was titled after what liquor?
I think it was tequila.
Vanessa, congratulations. 2019.
It was tequila.
It was a beach. Yes. It is Florida Georgia Line. And your 2019 is off to an awesome start, Vanessa.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
No. Thank you so much.
Thank you for getting this right.
We were petrified. Somebody actually kicked these wrong. Enjoy the mega ticket. Your concert season is all hammered out, and it's 99.5 QIK. Have an awesome weekend, Vanessa.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. I'm getting a lot of messages. They're like, where can I see Melanie? Where can I see Melanie? I'm like, all right, just go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. She's up there.
Yeah, there's a picture of me.
Go see Melanie. There, send her a message. She'd love to hear from you.
I know a lot of people have said, oh, it's nice to put a face to the voice.
Yeah, of course.
It's always interesting to see what people thought I would look like, too. A lot of people thought I was blonde. I've gotten that before.
Why? Did they say why?
No, I don't know.
No, I just wondered if
they're just like, oh, I pictured you as blonde.
Before, like, social media, I remember, like, people would do bits on the radio, like segments, and one of them was, call up and tell us what you think we look like.
That's actually good.
No, it's good, but you can't do it anymore because everything's so social. Right. Everybody already knows what you look like. Yeah. So people would probably call and say, oh, you're just blonde, right? You're super blonde.
Right, but I'm not super blonde.
But you're not blonde at all.
I'm a brunette, yeah.
All right, so Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You can see that on the way in just about 5 minutes. We got a brand new I Love You Man. Going to call random people. I don't know. Guys, say I love you. Will they say I love you back to me?
Or will it get super awkward?
I'm pulling for love. I want love.
Always.
Right? And then 8 o'clock this morning. This is crazy. We already gave away mega ticket. 8 o'clock, your chance at the big bill payoff on 99.5 QIK. That's $1,000. That would help out with these holiday bills are starting to come in. I just noticed this week for the kids, the holidays, and I got some birthdays in December with two of my five kids. And so $1,000 for you, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, or you could just be irresponsible, leave the bills, and then buy a bunch of concert tickets.
Yes.
There's some really good artists coming.
My inner soul says yes, go that way. That's good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, right now we got a brand new I Love You Man. This is when I call guys I don't know. Strangers, right?
Yep.
And somewhere in the conversation I say, I love you, man. And we just see if they'll say I love you back.
Yeah, you're all about spreading the love. Yes. You just want someone to love you back.
Of course, it's exactly what it is.
It's just a little awkward when it's another dude.
Okay, we're gonna call an auto mechanic shop, and I'm going to try to apply for a job, okay?
Okay.
Brand new I Love You Man, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. We're dialing the number. Are we ringing? It is ringing through. Here we go.
Good morning, Chris. How can I help you?
Hey, my man. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Got a question. Y'all hiring?
You said we hiring?
Hiring.
Not at this location right now.
I mean,
you can fill out an application and we can give it to our loops.
Yeah, if something opens up, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll probably check that out. I love you, man.
That's what's up, man.
Well, see, that's part of the reason why I like people like me, because I've been like, I love you, man. They're like, oh, man, cool. We'll spend our money with you, you know?
Right. I got you.
Like, it kind of made you feel good when I said it, right?
I mean, like I said, you can come in and get an application, though.
All right, well, I love you, man.
Cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, but I love you.
That's what's up.
Cool.
I love you, man.
Okay. Hey, Joe. Hello?
Yeah.
He's passing the phone.
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
How you feeling?
You guys hiring?
No, not right now.
I love you, man.
Oh, yeah?
I love you.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
He's passing the phone.
Hot potato.
Passing the phone around.
Hello?
Are y'all hiring?
No, we're not hiring.
Okay, well, I love you, man.
Yeah, why?
Listen, it's part of my sales technique.
Why?
You know, I tell a guy I love him, and they're like, oh, man, that's crazy. You know, no other guy's ever said that to me. And then they want to, like, spend more money and stuff, you know?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, watch this. I love you, man. And now you tell me you love me. Go ahead. Hey.
I love you, man.
Hey, there you go. Hey. Now, how good did that make you feel?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to come down there and fill out an application, okay? They just hung up.
But he said it.
They did say it. We did get an I love you, man. They were so disheveled. They kept passing the phone around. Like the
hot
one
potato,
guy.
Hot potato.
They did. We got three different people on the phone, but we did get an I love you, man.
Well done.
Always feel so much better going on the weekend with an I love you, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, help me out here. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. What is the most ridiculous memo you ever got from work? Remember, like, the old school memos? Like, the piece of paper would actually say memo?
Yeah, and they still have them.
Where?
You haven't seen them taped down on the other studio doors?
Hold on, here?
Yeah, they say memo in bold black font.
And by old school, I mean, like, the new, super modern and really cool way to do it. Whoops,
yeah,
I didn't see it here.
Piece of paper that they printed out and it's highlighted by, up there.
Yeah,
I think there's one too on the fridge that says memo, and
oh,
your food
gosh.
Can't be in here more than 2 days.
No, yeah, that one's been up for 2 years, so don't worry about that one. What's
as
the most
well as the food in the fridge?
What's the most ridiculous memo you've ever got from work? 800-992-1099. We're gonna read one that we just got yesterday. We're gonna read it to you next. It's QYK. Luke Combs. I'm such a Luke Combs fan. It's ridiculous.
I know. You're singing along.
Oh, man. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. My 11-year-old Tyler the other day, he was like, man, how cool is Luke Combs? I'm like, you know what? You're right. How cool is Luke Combs?
Pretty freaking cool.
He started out looking like a trucker. He still looks like a trucker. He won't change.
Yeah.
I love the guy.
Yep.
All right. We're talking about, as I get off my Luke Combs tangent right here, we're talking
your
about
love fest for Luke Combs.
The most just unbelievable memo you've ever gotten from work. 800-992-1099. We want to hear yours.
Meeting about a meeting.
Right. Like, so, look, I get it. Like, you're on the bridge right now. You're stuck in traffic and it's everything. So this is an opportunity for you to call us and kind of bag on the memos and emails you get from your boss.
Yes.
Because that's what we're about to do right
Vent.
Now. We get this memo about, this is some new thing, right? And there's always a new thing.
Apparently.
And they never last. But these are words, apparently, that we are not allowed to type on our Facebook pages.
Yes.
Like me, Melanie, like Travis, Lana, Kevin. Like
anyone that works here.
Yeah. This is like cutting edge research that I'm sure was copy and pasted in 30 seconds. It was like, I got to do something today. Send this out to people. Okay, cool. So here's the memo. Look at this.
Oh, I can't even read all of the words because there are almost, I think, 70 on here.
Folks, listen, we are not allowed to use these words on Facebook.
Walk.
Walk.
Walk. Can't use
like
that.
W-A-L-K. Mm-mm. All right.
Got to leave that back in 2018. Music. Can't put that. Can't put contest, volunteer, event.
Hold on. Volunteer.
Yeah, can't
You're
use that word.
You're telling me that somebody here believes we shouldn't write the word
Listen,
volunteer on Facebook.
It's not me. It's the memo. You can't argue with the memo.
Kevin, what's your feeling on this memo? Just give me a word.
Kevin's so nice. He doesn't want to get
in
trouble.
He's like,
you want me to tell you a word?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, wait. That's on the list.
Is that
can't
on the
say
list?
It. Can't
Dang
say it.
Is it on the list?
No, it's really not. That one's not.
So you could say
a slew of others.
So you could say ridiculous, but you can't say volunteer.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
100%.
All right.
Party, also no.
Party?
What about John Party?
Yeah, spelled different.
Now that
spelled
you can.
P-A-R-D-I, you can say that?
Touche, you can do it that way.
Okay, good.
So these are...
Who's ready to John Party this weekend?
See?
We're trying to party it up. Are you... 800-992-1099, call us now. Ridiculous memos. Did we get a reason why? Like, is it...
No, everybody just got the memo on their desk, and then there's one up in the studio. Words to avoid on Facebook. Not allowed.
By the way, for y'all listening, the entire radio station's talking about this. Like, yesterday, people were running all down the hallways, and they were carrying this thing around. They were like, this is so dumb. And I'm like, I know, it's so weird. Like, these words, like, walk, volunteer. Like, and there's some, like, super-duper research, which really isn't super or duper.
Music.
You can't say music?
No.
All right.
What?
We can play it, can't say it.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that.
That could be like a new thing. Can't say it, but we can play it.
Yes.
Ooh.
Can we say the name of this song? I Love This Life.
Oh, you said love. You're in trouble. Sorry. Eric Church on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So we're talking about most ridiculous memo you ever got in work. It's funny because we've gotten so many calls and people are like, don't put me on the air, but I want to tell you the memo. I'm like, no, but so the people listening have to have fun with this too. It's not just about us.
Right.
Dude, some of these memos. I mean, listen, y'all bosses out there or whatever you are, get a hold. Come on. People don't fall for these anymore. It's just ridiculous.
I know.
So we get this memo about words we're not allowed to type on Facebook.
And like, it is so long. They had to stop before it became two pages.
This lady just called. She runs a very successful social media agency in Tampa Bay. She just called and she said, you guys are basically falling for clickbait. She's like, those things, it makes no difference in the social media world.
Well,
and I was like,
not according to the memo.
I know. And we were reading the memo. She was just laughing. She's like, it's totally ridiculous. Here's some of the words we can't say on social media, right? This was from the bosses here.
Yeah. So meet, like meet us.
Meet. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like mm-hmm. you want to meet up.
Yep.
Nope.
Like a meet and greet.
Nope.
Party.
Nope.
Video.
Can't say. Video.
Video.
It's like the most common word now is video.
Well, you can't. Listen.
Ooh, I can't say.
No.
You know what'd be great if, like, these were the words we actually couldn't say walking around the hallways?
No, like, one would speak.
You lose a vacation day every time you say these words. Like, sorry, you can't say this.
That'd be terrible.
Let's get to...
It's like a baby shower. You know how if you say the word baby, they take away one of the clothespins?
Yeah.
That's this.
Let's get to Randy. So we convinced Randy to come on, but he's like, you got to put me on that voice disguiser thing that you guys have. And I'm like, okay. Because he's like, his boss listens or thinks he might listen.
Right.
Doesn't want to hear. So, Randy, tell us about the memo at work that was ridiculous.
So, we got a memo that said that we are required to flush the toilet after we use the facilities. This was a real memo from management.
Oh, my God. That makes our memo seem intelligent.
Yeah.
Like, the memo we got at the station of the words we couldn't use on Facebook. Like, that, first off, where do you, well, you're on the voice disguiser, so you probably don't want to tell us where do you work. Like, what kind of industry are you in? Like, is it like an office setup?
That is correct. An office setup.
And there's been a problem where people aren't flushing toilets after they use them?
A major problem, actually.
Do you work with toddlers? Who doesn't know how to flush the toilet after they go to the bathroom?
Here's the craziest thing about this whole situation.
It gets crazy.
They are going to police the situation. And then if we are caught not flushing the toilet. It goes in our permanent record, and we are written up. No joke.
Written up, not flushing the
Randy,
toilet.
Hold on a second. I want to get a copy of this memo. Like, we'll take out where you were. Like, I physically want to see. Like, I want you to email a copy. Like, I want to see this written down. Like, we're having this problem.
Someone took the time right. to actually type up like, that people need to flush the toilet.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Randy, for agreeing to come on and even another voice discussion. That was great.
Buddy. Yeah, I'm just so bad, though, because if I worked there, I would want to just not flush the toilet so that I could get another email telling me, Melanie, we're going to have to add this to your personnel file.
Keep the calls, the texts, and the Facebook messages coming on Most Ridiculous At Work Memo. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You know when someone wins like $50 million at the scratch-off lottery, they go and they have a big ceremony and there's a huge check?
Yes.
All right, I got a story to tell you about a guy. He won $1.
That's it.
And what he requested from the lottery office. Tell you the story next. This is great. 99.5 QYK. This is so great. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. So this guy in Des Moines, Iowa, goes and plays a scratcher, right?
Those are so fun.
I love the scratchers.
I'll
right?
randomly. If I have to go into the gas station, I'll get them.
Why not? He wins a dollar. We all win a dollar. Seems like it's most of the times you win a dollar. Okay. Well, he could have easily just gone into the cashier. Here's my, you know, give me the dollar or buy a new ticket.
Or get a new ticket. Yeah.
He says, no, I'm going to do something different here. He calls the lottery office. He says, I just won a dollar. I am a lottery winner. And they're like, technically, yes, sir,
yeah,
you are a lottery
he's
winner.
Right.
He goes, I'm coming down to the lottery office. I want to cash this in, but I would like the big check presentation that you would give other lottery winners. Well, the Iowa lottery, they had to kind of scratch their head and go, and he's like,
for $1.
Well, but he was like, but what's the limit that you do the presentation on the big check? They couldn't answer the question.
Right.
He goes down there. The Iowa lottery, give him a lot of credit. They had a huge check. They did a whole presentation.
This is amazing.
They sent out a press release. This is the guy's name's Tyler. This is him talking about it.
And they decided to treat me like just a $1 million winner. You know, the guy came down the stairs, took me to the back room where the camera was with the Iowa lottery logo in the background. And sure enough, they wrote me the $1 check and had me hold it up for the camera and took a picture.
You know, you go sometimes you go into Publix or something, and then when they're marketing the Florida lottery, they'll have the pictures of the people holding up the check. You know, they just won $8 million or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's Tyler in Des Moines. People are going to walk in. They probably won't even notice that the check's only for $1.
One.
They'll think it's a million.
Right, of course. Yeah. If it's that big of a check, you'd assume there's some big money behind it.
That is so great. I'm like positive now. I'm sure they have like a limit. Like you've got to have won like at least 10,000 or something.
Because everyone's going to start asking for these.
But that is so cool.
It is. And if I win the Florida lottery, a scratcher for a dollar, you better believe that we're going to get a big check.
Oh, they're going to get a bunch of calls today. There's got to be a policy.
I love one of those pictures with a massive check.
I know. I've always said that, too. Like, I just want one of those pictures, whether the check's real or not, like, because everyone's so happy in those pictures.
Like, yeah, because usually it's a lot more than $1. He's already blown through the money, by the way.
Yeah.
How lottery winners do that. They just blow through the money.
We'll see him on some documentary of, like, where are they now? Tyler, the $1 winner. It's a sad story.
Half gallon of gas.
Does not have a happy ending, everybody. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
This was unbelievable at 7 a.m. this morning. I mean, this was unbelievable. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So we announced a mega ticket this morning. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Then we decided we're going to give away the first ever mega ticket in Tampa Bay. Okay. Nobody else was going to get the mega ticket in Tampa Bay except this one person who was listening to QYK. It was awesome. We decided to do ridiculously easy trivia. It was
so easy. It was hard to dumb down the questions. We kept coming up with questions. You go, oh, no, that's too hard. We got to make it really, really easy.
Three ridiculously easy trivia questions about mega ticket artists.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play you the call of the three questions we asked this woman, Tiffany. God bless her soul and her effort. Okay.
Blessed.
She did not. This was the first caller we took. She didn't win, and you're going to hear why. You had to get all three correct. Here were the questions. What does FGL stand for?
Florida Georgia Line.
Okay, she got that one right.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Now
she's off to a good start.
We moved on. All right, here's question number two.
Oh, it's so hard not to say.
Dierks Bentley.
You got it right or wrong.
Dierks Bentley had a song, okay? It was somewhere on a blank. Where was that somewhere, Tiffany?
On a plane.
Okay, so
it was so hard.
Obviously, it's Dierks. It was somewhere on a beach.
Yeah.
Okay. So we still had to ask her the third question because we couldn't. We couldn't tell her yet.
Yeah.
She got it wrong, but we knew he didn't get it, and so we're so disheveled. So here was the third question, and we were feeling bad at this point because we know she, you know, she didn't win. All right. Here is the third question for ridiculously easy trivia. You can hear I'm disheveled. I can't even, like, I didn't figure this out.
Dan and Shay, expecting someone to not get it.
At the end of last year, had a number one song. It was titled after what liquor?
Margarita.
So I know, Kevin. Can you believe that?
I know.
We gave her a bunch of QIK neon tees. We couldn't give her the mega ticket because she got it wrong.
I know.
But it's just unfortunate. So obviously, you know, it was tequila, which is in a margarita. But the question is the liquor.
The liquor, right?
Tequila's in a margarita, but the song was
margarita. Isn't
the song
liquor.
Wasn't called margarita? Yeah, it's called tequila.
When we taste margaritas. No,
it doesn't work. I tried to do it in my head, too.
When I taste margaritas.
When I'm margarita. That's the only thing I could do. Like, margarita becomes a verb. Like, you actually margarita. Like,
right.
When I'm margarita. Baby,
oh,
I still
Lord.
See ya.
Someone turned down the mic.
I was just trying to do it for Tiffany to help her out. But anyway,
yeah, but that just added insult to injury.
We did wind up getting a winner. Believe it or not, the next caller got all of them right.
Shocking.
Believe it or not, and all the details about the mega ticket, you can see 995QIK.com or on the 995QIK Facebook page. When I'm margarita. 995QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.